Semen retention will close many doors in your life. People that you once got on well with will become antagonists on your journey. Numerous relationships that hinged on power will shift and become strained. Situations that you were previously experiencing will become no longer available to you. At times, it will feel like the world is trying to step on your development and perhaps even stamp out your existence. You are becoming a more powerful energy node, much like an electrical node as a source of power for many others. The previously established nodes of power will feel threatened by your development. This is inevitable. The level of kickback you receive will be in direct proportion to your level of change and development. The only thing you won't be seen as on this journey is invisible. You will not have the pleasure of witnessing the intense effect you are having on the psyches of your friends and foes. But be aware that even without your active effort, your influence is exerting its effect. As the saying goes, when one door closes, another door opens. This is a particular succinct analogy to people practicing semen retention. On the short term, you will perhaps see strong opposition against your spiritual and physical development, but this is to be expected. Your power is increasing, which forces people to do the very thing they most hate to do: reevaluate their previously held beliefs. All of these held beliefs tie into their sense of identity and where their own sense of standing lies. It is a very dangerous game for people with issues of insecurity to have to reevaluate where you and essentially they fall on their own self-imposed hierarchy, their hierarchy of human importance. When you force them to reevaluate your social position, it is like removing a block from a very fragile Jenga tower that they have built up over their lives to deal with the feelings of low confidence and helplessness. This is not a criticism of others with insecurities, but rather a common analogy of how those insecurities are dealt with. Start to see that these short-term perceived negatives are actually positives in the long term of your semen retention journey. How could they be anything else? As your value increases, more people will want to touch your power for their own benefits. You are a well of life, and in a world where everyone's top priority is survival, you represent the antithesis of death, and even just an association with you brings others closer to the source of life. You are the one in a million who has broken free from the slavery of sexual desire. It is difficult to articulate into words the intensely profound effect your abundant life essence has on people who come into contact with you, particularly among people who are depleted in this resource. Your accumulated energy is affecting the environment around you. Why do people, especially the elderly, have such feelings of delight and happiness when seeing a baby's face? Because babies are full of life force energy. They are the newly birthed seeds of life that will grow into full-sized human beings. They embody the very essence of life itself. And people who contain less of this essence, such as the elderly, will be all the more sensitive to its forces. We humans have an inherent attraction towards life and an aversion towards death. When we retain, we are accumulating this life force. Today's research journals will tell you the same, that the preservation of reproductive energies significantly extends life. Please consider this point. That job you lost has put you back on the market with vastly more ability and value than you previously held, and thus many more doors that were not previously accessible to you have suddenly become open. That relationship that is falling apart was only entered into on the basis of how your power sat in relation to theirs, whether that be slightly below, above, or on equal footing. Your massive energy increase and development of your organism can easily upset the delicate social dynamic of friendship and business relationships. When an entity decides to depart from us on this journey, this is not a losing out of connections at all. but rather it is life rearranging our circumstances and paving the way for our new being. With that in mind, accept the changes taking place and sincerely wave goodbye to your old world as it fades away. Like attracts like. This happens on the playgrounds at school, and it happens in adult life. This is always going on around you, but at much subtler levels. Retention amplifies this process immensely. The universe, or perhaps this system we are inside of, is shedding our old connections and making way for new connections that will match the energy you are now generating. This process is encoded into the laws of nature, into the algorithm. If a zebra one day wakes up with yellow fur and starts developing big teeth and a lion's mane, for how long will his zebra friends and family maintain relations with him? Where will he fit into his current social group? He will be abandoned, of course. How can the other zebras feel anything but threatened for their life by this powerful and threatening transformation? As ludicrous as this scenario sounds, the social mechanisms at play here are identical. People act out of survival and self-preservation. Accept that your transformation is creating a new identity and a new reality for you that is under construction, and that the building of new structures requires the destruction of old ones. Many people will have no place in your life as you evolve your being. This is a natural process, so embrace it, and be thankful that it'll happen for you without your conscious effort. If you pay less attention to the short term and more attention to the long term, you'll notice these patterns and be able to see them from a wider perspective. You may even reach the conclusion that every single perceived setback planted the seeds for much fortune that now exists in your current state of being. You're changing. You're becoming an entity of powerful force. It is not only about your internal transformation, but the external transformation of your reality that is occurring due to this change. You are being redirected to a higher plane of existence. Carry no doubt that these changes you're undergoing are for the ultimate betterment of your future and the world.